This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brandon, can you talk a little bit about this weekend with Pancho Villa, the special activities you have planned?
Yeah, you know, obviously Veronica and the kids and I believe his mother are going to travel, and we've got it all lined up to get here Friday, and I think Harrison's going to take them out to dinner, and then they're going to come over for our walkthrough on Saturday. And then obviously be here at the game and the ceremony, and I think they're going to sit with Sean's wife, Jamie, and their family in the suite for the game. So we're really excited about them coming here and you know, this day and what it means to Pancho and his family.
What can fans expect to see during the ceremony?
You know, I don't know everything that they're planning to do.
That's something that Shana had in mind.
Oh, Shana, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
One of the cool things that fans had the opportunity to kind of get a glimpse of during the draft process was Pancho making a pick of Ed Oliver from his bed. Talk about that moment, being on the phone, how special that was to kind of have that moment with him.
Yeah, that's the memory I always have of Pancho. You know, we had some phone conversations, but when I visually, you know, we all have visuals of seeing people, and when I visually see, you know, Pancho, it's in that bed, and in his accent, you know, the Buffalo Bills select from Houston, Mr. Ed Oliver, and just, you know, the hair standing up on my neck right now, you know, just doing that, and it was such a neat way. You know, for him to be able to be involved, even though he was dealing with what he was, you know, dealing with. So it's a memory that I always remember, and hopefully his family will as well.
To have a fan that leaves a legacy like this, what does it mean to your organization and to the players?
Yeah, you know, we wouldn't have, you know, stadiums and games if we didn't have fans. You know, the fans are why we have our games every week, and whether they're watching on TV, whether they're in the stands, or they're playing fantasy football. So to have a fan, you know, Buffalo Bills fans, we know, whether it's the Bills Mafia or whatever, it's one of the, you know, top fan bases of any sport, much less the NFL. And to have a guy with Pancho's recognition that people, you know, just loved and adored even before he was sick, and then the way they stood and rallied behind him during his sickness was a testament to this wonderful fan base and our players, you know, picking up on it. And, you know, him, you know, Sean inviting him to speak to our team before the Jets game a year ago. I mean, how many fans mean that much to an organization? And he did it, and it was just it was another amazing moment of our connection with him.
Do you guys talk about him to kind of these newer guys who are coming on the team?
You know, there are different times where, you know, you mention it or things come up. I mean, it's not something necessarily when they walk in the door that we present, but you always want to reflect on history. And I know, you know, this year we talked about Ed Oliver, but the year before he was called up on stage to call Harrison Phillips' name. So, you know, I know Harry has a tight relationship and has shared his story with his family and with other players. So our team definitely knows who Pancho is, and they're definitely, they'll be excited the way he's being honored today, I mean this weekend.
Pancho's backs are obviously really helping the community, but it kind of shows the impact that Bills fans can have, not only on the team, not only on your organization, but Buffalo as a whole.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you hope for all fans of your team?
Yeah, you love it. I mean, you go back to when we got in the playoffs, Sean and I's first year, and Andy Dalton's, you know, deal, the way they rallied behind that, and just I don't know that there's any fan base of any sport that can match what the Bills fans, you know, how they support this team, whether it's in the stands, the home field advantage. The first 2 weeks we played in New York, and when we've taken over that game, you hear our fans, and that's not the way in most stadiums, and fortunately we don't hear that here. Our fans dominate New Era Field, and we're excited to finally be coming home and to share this day and this moment with our team as we've started 2-0 on the road.
you're 2-0, you're coming into a home opener. What's that like for the team? I mean, are they pumped up, or is there like a burden on their back?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of excitement. They love playing in this stadium. They love playing in front of these fans. Our stadium and our fan atmosphere is unique, and you see that, and they realize it playing in other stadiums that you know, I think our fans, the way our stadium's constructed, have some of the closest access to the field and to players. So you felt it even in the preseason. If you remember, we got down in a preseason game, preseason four, where most of our starters were not even dressed and playing, and we rallied from three scores down, and our fans stayed. I mean, how many fans do that in a fourth preseason game? So our guys are very energized. They're going to be excited for this day, you know, and then adding Poncho's element and his family being here is, you know, they're going to blow the roof off for sure.
You anticipate something a little bit extra, first time in history, coming off two road wins to start the season and then have the home opener?
You know, I think, you know, the guys will have to contain their emotions. They're going to be excited to come out and play in front of our fans. I'm sure our fans are going to be excited to come out and support them, and hopefully the weather is a perfect day for it. But nothing extra other than that. Just, you know, the guys will be juiced up. They're excited. You know, it's hard playing on the road and, you know, battling that. They're going to be excited to have the 12th man on our team this week instead of being against it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.